This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here we are again, starting a new day, and we want to start it the best way possible, and that is by taking some time with God. God is real. He's involved in my life every day, and he's right there, waiting to be involved in your life, too. And he waits for a responsive heart. When God finds a heart that is willing to listen to him and to say, "Yes, Lord," when he speaks to you, when he finds that kind of a heart, then God reveals himself to that person, and he is active in their lives, and not only active in their life, but draws them into his purpose in other people's lives and works through them. There's nothing better than knowing that God is using you to bless someone in a really meaningful way in their lives. And it all begins with your own living relationship with God. And so each day it's so important to take time with him and listen to him and speak to him, respond to him, talk to him about the everyday issues of your life, and then trust him as he takes you forward. And when we do that, we find God is so involved in our lives. This week, we're talking about living life on purpose. And yesterday, we saw that God has set a race before each one of us. We need to find what particularly God blesses through us and then focus on that in life. Not try to do every good thing, but rather make our lives be on purpose, be moving down a path. Set goals for yourself in the area that you feel like God is working in you and through you, and trust him as you go forward. I want to take you to a different passage of scripture today in Romans chapter 15. And in verse 14, the Apostle Paul says, "And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to admonish one another. But I've written very boldly to you on some points so as to remind you again, because of the grace that was given me from God, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles might become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit." And Paul goes on, but notice his challenge. He says, "Yes, I'm speaking to you. I'm challenging you about some things. I'm reminding you about some important things, but I'm convinced that you are able to admonish one another." So I'd suggest to you, as you aim to live your life on purpose, when you sense, okay, this is what God blesses through me, I want to focus my life in this area to make it really count, then tell someone you know. Tell a friend or someone in your family these goals that you're setting in your life in line with how you see God using you. Tell them and say, "Is this how you see God using me in people's lives?" And if they do, and there's that affirmation, then you say, "Here are some of the goals I'm setting. Here's what I'm trusting God to enable me to do in this area." You know, when you share that with someone, when you take it beyond your own thinking and put it out into your relationships, it creates sort of an informal kind of accountability in your life. You've put it out on the table. This is what my life is about. This is what God has put me here for. This is what God blesses through me, and I'm going to focus my life on it. And here's what I'm trusting God to enable me to do in my life in these areas. Then when they see you and you're having everyday conversation with them, they will ask you, "How's it going in that area? What's happening there?" And it keeps your mind focused on this direction in your life. And even as they ask you questions, it brings you back to what you know you really ought to be doing and focusing on. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.